From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other key partners in Switzerland Saturday on yet another effort to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Syria. The multilateral diplomatic effort came after Washington halted direct ceasefire talks with Russia over Syria amid continuing Russian military airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Saudi Arabia says it will ease the blockade of rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in an airstrike at a funeral. Meanwhile, analysts say if more humanitarian aid is not allowed into Yemen, many of its people there could face famine. Aid organizations say half of all Yemeni people are malnourished. 80% of the people are in urgent need of food and other kinds of aid. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship in the past 4 days. On Tuesday, the Pentagon hinted that retaliatory strikes could target anyone who fires on U.S. Navy ships in international waters. German officials say a Syrian man under arrest for allegedly planning a bomb attack has killed himself in a detention center. Saxony State Justice Ministry said Jabir Albuquerque killed himself Wednesday evening. One unconfirmed report says Albuquerque hanged himself. Further details are expected to be released on Thursday. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to